Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live at our Sunday morning service. We come to the end of our Advent series on joy. Today our speaker is the Reverend Fabian Virts, Vicar of St. James, and it's entitled Joy Transforms the World. Our reading is taken from Isaiah 52, verses 7 to 10. You can watch the whole service on our YouTube channel, which is linked on our website.
And the reading today is taken from Isaiah, chapter 52, beginning at verse 7 through to verse 10. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, you watchmen, lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes. Burst into songs of joy together, you ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord will lay bare his holy arm in the sight of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Reaction truly is. Maybe you feel doubtful because you've heard big promises in the past, but they've delivered so little. Maybe you feel skeptical, trained now to ask, well, what's the catch? Or maybe, like me, you will use humor and sarcasm as a shield protecting yourself from disappointment. Or perhaps you're quite suspicious, unsure who to trust in a world full of spin and slogans. And yet, even in the midst of our gloom, there is something deeper within each of us, a quiet longing, a quiet question. Is there more to life than just surviving, more than just chasing success or identity or a place in this world? There are questions we can't quite silence. And you might be intrigued, actually, by the possibility that joy found in Jesus might be real and lasting. You might be drawn to the idea that God might be closer to you than you ever imagine. And sometimes you might feel open enough and willing to listen, to explore, and to see where that kind of search might lead. The message of today, good news of great joy for everyone, meets us exactly where we are, not demanding instant belief, but offering light and hope and an invitation to discover. And so in our reading of this morning, we have this words from a prophet. How beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say God reigns. He comes to comfort, to redeem, which is rescuing, bringing us back to the reality of God and the reality of who are we meant to be. And these words find their full expression in the story of Jesus, his birth, his life, his death, and his resurrection. And so the angel announced the birth of the one foretold to the shepherds. And we will sing some of it later at the carol service. We will remind ourselves of those stories. They were ordinary, lowly people who hear the good news and respond with joy, rushing to see and share what they have been told. And then the Magi, and we can see there on that picture, coming from far, from distant lands, following a star and bringing their gifts to the newborn king, showing that even those far away and unfamiliar are welcome to that great coming of God's salvation. And yet, in that story, we also hear of other voices. The powerful and religious leaders and authorities, Herod and those in Jerusalem, they also hear of Jesus' birth, but their response is fear, suspicion, and violence. And so in this story, the good news of God's rescue is proclaimed to everybody, the lowly and the far away, those in power and those with leadership. Ordinary people, powerful people. And a Christian girl that hopefully by now you have in your hands, and if you don't have, there is still time. You know, if you feel this is a bit, you know, this is dragging a little bit long, I prefer doing Christian girl. You can do it, no problems. The tables are there. But let's look again at this Christian girl that Rachel kind of already unpacked a little bit. Yes, we have the orange, round like our planet Earth. And yes, thank you very much, Rachel, for telling us both the wonder, the smell, the taste. There is a lot of good things in our world, a lot of beauty, creativity. It's full of life. But yes, there is also a deep, bitter taste. We all know the mess, the brokenness, the pain, the sadness, the loneliness that can take hold of our lives. Yet it's a world that is deeply loved by God. And it's a world where God is present always. He is not a distant and indifferent God. He's with us in the joyful part of life, but also in the difficult moments, in the places we celebrate, but also in the places we struggle. And then we have the sweets. This is a wonderful land, lots of sweets. There we go. And that reminds us of God's generosity and care. The reading in Isaiah speaks of peace and comfort and salvation, actually gifts that meet our deepest need, the things we truly long. But there are also a lot of other good things in life, food and friendships and kindness and laughter and love. And this season of Christmas, I do hope you will experience with family, with friends, with neighborhood, some of that good thing. Those are all signs of God's love and his delight in caring for his creation. And then we have the four sticks, reminding four seasons, but also reminding not that God is not just present everywhere and for everyone, but at all time, through all seasons of life. The times of joy and the times of uncertainty, the times of loss and pain, even the times of despair. God is there always. God is with us in every season, not only when life is easy, but also when life is hard. And then we have this red ribbon wrapped around the Christian girl to remind of God's love. And it's an active love, a costly love, fully revealed in that birth of Jesus and his life and his death and resurrection. And that's why we have at the center of that Christian goal, the candle, Jesus, the light of the world, the promise of God towards all his creation. And it's a promise that is personal, the true light who comes into the world. And so in the gospel reading of Luke, we have, I bring you good news that will cause great joy to all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ, the Lord. This is the good news, and our reading predicted it many centuries before. And as Rachel says, it's the light entering in the mess, in the darkness, in the chaos, in the brokenness of our world. Because Jesus didn't just come to give good advice, to be a good teacher, to show good example how to live. No, he came to rescue, to restore, and to bring us back to God. He is the unique, exclusive agent of God's reconciliation. And so when Christian speaks of redemption, it's not found in ideas, it's not a religion, it's not even found in ourselves. Redemption is found in Jesus, in all that Jesus is and has done for us. The joy God offers is not something we have to earn, it's not something that's forced upon us, it's a gift. It's a gift. But it's a gift that needs to be received, like the gifts you're going to have at Christmas. If it stays under the Christmas tree, it's going to be really sad. You need to open it. You need to receive it. It's an invitation to explore, to ask, to discover, to respond. And maybe you're here in this church and you don't come often to church. And maybe you don't know where to start, how to go about finding out who this Jesus is. Well, we would love to be part of your journey. So in this church, before you leave, at the back of the church, you can find two things. One is a very nice way of putting the story of Jesus. That's the Gospel of Mark, but it's like a magazine, so it's really attractive. So if you don't have anything in your house, or you don't know where your Bible is, and you would like to, I think I need a little bit of water there, if I can have a little bit of water. If you would like to have a quick look, then take one with you. It's free, no need to give any donation. We want to help you in that journey. But also, we want to offer six sessions, six evenings, where you can explore who is this Jesus? What difference can he make in my life? How can I have faith? How can I make sense of the Bible? And pick up a card, there is a QR code, you can have more information on our website. We'd love to have you for six evenings to explore that. It's a friendly place, you can ask all your questions, you don't need any faith, any beliefs, just come as you are to explore. So pick up a card and show your interest. For those who know the reality of Jesus in their life, our call is to share what we have received. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news. Now, I found this picture. There, the feet are quite nice and, you know, kind of clean. There was another picture I wanted to show with feet that are tired and dirty. That should be our feet. We should do all we can in words and in action to share the good news we've received in Jesus. Go into the world and shine the light of Christ, his grace, his hope, what he's done in your life. There is nothing more important and more urgent than that. And then as you hold your Christingo, may it remind you of God's world and your responsibility to care for it, of God's generosity and care for everyone, and your call to show that generosity to others, of God's presence with you in every season of life, and of God's active and sacrificial love revealed in Jesus, the light of the world, breaking into the darkness, bringing rescue, restoration, and yes, joy. So go and share this joy, this light, this love with energy and perseverance. Yes, it's not just a slogan. We have something great to share, and it is good news of great joy for everyone. Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.